The Republican convention won't start until Monday, but when it does, it'll have to follow the rules laid out by the Rules Committee. And that committee has had to keep recessing because of what was described as a jammed copying machine.
Obviously, we did not stand adjourned for 3 hours because of a jammed copier.
Nice try, though. More after this from Charlie. Republicans in Cleveland are having trouble getting past the issue that's been building for months, whether the delegates who are pledged to Trump but don't really support Trump can be forced to go against their conscience and vote for Trump anyway. Here's CBS's Juliana Goldman.
Anti-Trump forces have been waiting for the Rules Committee meeting to try to unbind delegates from having to vote for Trump on the first ballot. Sean Spicer is with the RNC.
I think what we want to do is make sure that we've got the greatest amount of unity coming out of this convention.
One question mark, whether the Stop Trump movement will still get the 28 votes needed to force a minority report.
And a minority report would mean delegates would be standing up on live TV and asking questions like, why would a party that stands for God, freedom, and courage force its members to vote against their conscience? And that's the last thing the RNC wants. Some anti-Trump delegates have even threatened to walk out if they can't get their way, which is the second to last thing the RNC wants. In fact, if you want to know how badly split the party is, just take a look at who's missing from the official speakers list.
Glaringly absent are many of the party's leaders, like 2008 nominee Senator John McCain, who said he prefers the Grand Canyon to Cleveland. 2012 nominee Mitt Romney won't be here, nor will either of the former presidents Bush.
But you will see Ted Cruz, Mike Huckabee, Ben Carson, and all of Trump's children except Barron because he's only 10. Although, he's kind of cute. Might bring people around. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.